The Woman's Grave at Osmanstedt. In 1965, at Osmanstedt in the district of Weimar-Land, the grave of a young female aristocrat with an intentionally deformed cranium was found. Now, these so-called tower skulls were quite common among the equestrian nomads, the Huns, and had even spread to Thuringia. To artificially shape the human skull in this fashion, the head of a newborn child had to be tightly wrapped with swathes of cloth.
The young aristocrat's grave lay on the banks of the River Ilm at an old road crossing. It is possible that the lady had been en route to one of the Thuringian royal courts when she unexpectedly died. She must have been a member of the Ostrogothic nobility, if we are to judge from the jewellery she was wearing, a golden eagle face fibula, a gold necklace, massive gold earrings, a gold buckle, and a skillfully made gold finger ring, all stemming from Byzantine workshops.
Particularly splendid is the fibula in the shape of an eagle with curved bill and laid-back wings. According to pagan belief, the eagle motif symbolized the rebirth of the sun, while Arian Christians saw in it the resurrection of Christ. In addition, the eagle was considered to be the king's bird, and thus a symbol of status and power. The coloured precious stones with which the cellular structure is inlaid is reminiscent of artisanship from the area of the Black Sea.
With her in the grave were also a bone comb etched with symbols of the cross and a broken bronze mirror, both stemming from workshops of the Huns. It is presumed that in her young years, the lady had lived in an area dominated by the Huns. She must then have died in the late 5th century, when the dominance of the Huns in Europe was coming to an end and the Ostrogoths migrated to Italy.